On Robin Hood Radio today, we're going to have an interview with someone who is actually sponsoring an event, the second annual event of this event. It's a 5K, Miles and Smiles for Hadley. It's going to be at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on Sunday, March 20th. Megan Gall is with us today to talk about that. Megan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about Miles and Smiles for Hadley. This is your second year of doing it. You're a 501c3 not-for-profit, so whenever people make a donation, that donation is tax-deductible to the full extent allowed by the law. Well, let's talk a little bit about why you developed this, and let's talk a little bit about Hadley.
So Hadley is my niece. She is going to be 6 next month, and she has Down syndrome. Last year we created a 5K just because, at that time I was doing lots of races and it popped up on my Facebook news feed to do a race for Down syndrome and we'll donate some money and we'll give you a medal. And it got me thinking that, you know, we really don't know where those funds go when you donate to them. So why not create something that could go for better use in our community? So we did our first annual one last March and we had such an amazing turnout. What we are doing with the funds is we are raising them to donate to local families that have children with special needs. As everybody knows, raising children is expensive, but raising children with special needs is also very expensive. They need sometimes extra surgeries. And for Hadley specifically, she was born 8 weeks early and had to spend 46 days in the NICU. And then during that time, she also had to have a surgery to correct some issues that she was born with, and then in 2020, she had to have heart surgery. And for both of those events, we had local organizations donate funds to Hadley's family to help support them. And that was such a huge help for the family because it is very expensive. So we wanted to give back to local community members who are having the same issues and, you know, raise awareness for Down syndrome and raise awareness for all special needs.
It's an amazing project, and I think getting involved, I formed a 501c3 to start this radio station over 12 years ago. That's no easy task to do. So first of all, congratulations on wanting to do something and wanting to do it to keep it local, almost like the Jane Lloyd Fund, which raises money for cancer, but different ways for local families that have expenses. Well, this is basically along the same line. We're talking about Miles and Smiles for Hadley, the 5K walk or run, which is coming up Sunday, March 20th at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. You can do it there or you can do it virtually. It starts at 10 a.m. So now you set this whole event up. This is your second year. What did you learn from the first year of doing this?
Well, we set it up mid-COVID, so that was very difficult. So we tried to do it virtually because we didn't want to be around. And, you know, even though it was an outdoor event back in 2021, things were very different. We did it all by Google Forms, so we didn't have any websites or anything like that. We did everything manual spreadsheet tracking. So this year we ramped it up and we built a website where you can go right to the website and register on the website, pick the size shirt that you want, make a payment right from the website, just so it is easier for everybody.
Now, this donation is $21 per person, right?
Yes. So it's $21. And the reason that we did $21 is Down syndrome children have an extra 21st chromosome. So normal people have 3 of the 21st chromosome, and children with Down syndrome have, or people with Down syndrome have 3. So National Down Syndrome Day is actually March 21st, and that is why we're doing it on the 20th, because we didn't want to do it on a Monday. And that is why the donation is $21 to stay with the awareness theme of, you know, what is Down syndrome.
Now, during the event on the 20th, is it just walking and running, or do you have other things that are planned for that day as well?
So we do have other things planned. We would like to encourage everybody to come, whether you want to run the 5K, or just, you know, raise awareness and be with us. We will be having a petting zoo from the Housatonic Valley FFA. They have donated a petting zoo, so that will be there. We will also be having a balloon twister, and he will be doing a magic show for the children. And we will be having a face painter there.
You know, I think what's most important, by the way, we were speaking with Megan Gallo, and we're talking about the second annual 5K Miles and Smiles for Hadley at Housatonic on March 20th. And I think what's even more important than raising the money, or as important, mm-hmm. is the awareness that you're raising. Because obviously, when this happened to your family, mm-hmm. there was a whole lot of learning that had to go on.
Correct. Yes, we were never exposed to Down syndrome, so it was definitely something that we all learned a lot about, and we have to say now we were definitely blessed by having Down syndrome come into our family.
And I think what you're doing by helping out other local people, and you know, Down syndrome is one of those words, even though it's two mm-hmm. words, that for some reason evoke fear in some people. And I think you've learned through your experience, and I know I've learned from my experience from dealing with some charities dealing with Down syndrome, that's the last thing in the world that should put to yourself. I mean, children with Down syndrome are special children in every sense of the word.
Correct. Yes, Hadley is such a happy girl, and so are all Down syndrome people that we've met. Actually, at the event also, there will be another local gentleman who has Down syndrome from Sheffield, Mass., who runs a business. He goes to national parks and takes pictures and sells his picture books. So he will be there as well selling his book.
I want to say years ago, when I was running at WQQQ, I had a Downs student join us as an intern for almost a year and a half. And he went on to work a midnight shift at a radio station about a year after he left us. And that is my full understanding of dealing with somebody who has Down syndrome. And they were a teenager at the time, but I was absolutely amazed, and I learned a whole lot in that experience.
Yes.
So let's go over the event once again. Miles and Smiles for Hadley, the second annual 5K walk and run, $21 per person. You can register at milesandsmilesforhadley.com. It's March 20th, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning. And this is a rain or shine event, right?
Yes. The weather does look like it's going to hold out. It might not be sunny, but it does not look like it's going to rain on Sunday.
Well, I can't help but congratulate you enough and thank you enough. It's sometimes people try to run away from things when you're in a family and something like this happens, but I think embracing it and doing something like this not only helps you and the family, and not only Hadley, but everybody in the community, and it gets the community involved, and that's the great thing about the area where we live.
It is. The support from the community is amazing. I have to say, we have, the first year we had 325 people register for the event, and this year we have the same turnout, and we're expecting more to register the day up. So the community is amazing.
And you also have businesses that are helping you and supporting in this, right?
Yes, we have. I think there's about 35 businesses that have sponsored the event. So the outreach from the businesses just wanting to show their support has been amazing.
That's the area we live in, and it's a great thing about living in an area like ours. Well, Megan, best of luck for that Sunday the 20th. Yeah. For the weather forecast, I'm sure it's going to work out fine. And really, just good luck and have a great day that day. And thank you for the passion that you have brought to this cause.
Yes, thank you for having me.